5:31 p.m. on Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. I'm calling the our regular board meeting to order. Let us start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Alexis, would you like to lead us?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty. Item number two, roll call. Let the record show that Natalie, Alexis, Christy, and Chuck are here, and Sadie should be here, and I will just make an announcement when she arrives. And we will move on to item number three, agenda approval. Do we have...
Right. Second.
Second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. The agenda is approved. We will move on to item number four, public comments. Do we have any public comments tonight?
Public comments.
Hello.
Late public comments.
Great. You're not late. You're just on time.
Vicky. Hello. Is it on?
Should.
I think she's adjusting the sound right now.
Okay. Sorry, people come in here and play with it. Okay,
Jen. Hi.
No.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know. They're all turned up.
Test.
Is there a switch? Now it sounds like mine's off. I think it sounds like mine's off now.
Yeah, all the volumes went down. All the mics went down. Okay. Now they're working.
Okay, it's working now.
Working, testing. Nothing here.
Is there a switch on that microphone?
They're all on full.
Is there an on off switch?
That might have been it.
Try now.
No, she unplugged it.
Well,
that sounds
you
like
can hear me. I mean,
yes,
it's on.
Well, anyways, Vicki Reinick. I just wanted to mention that our group really appreciated Tammy joining us to review the senior program at Crestline. Yeah, and it's way too much for our little volunteer group to take over such a massive program. So I'm really looking forward to the CSD, researching that more, and taking over the senior food nutrition program, because there's a lot to deal with the county, and it will require seed money. Just a second.
Hi.
So again, I hope we can come up with some kind of a program
at
the CSD. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. Righty. Do we have any other public comments? If you'd please just state your full name for the record.
Did we decide this is off? Okay.
It
is. My name is Sue Parody. That's P-A-R-O-D-Y. I am a longtime resident of Wrightwood. People will vouch for me. Anyway. Okay, you will. Okay. I came to speak to you about a concern that I have and several people do in the community about the area of the trail that is in front of the community parking lot, and I'm talking about the downslope of that trail. So every year we get a lot of water runoff and a lot of ruts, and they have to be filled in. And So I think we've done a really good job with that, but we need a permanent solution. So I'm hoping the board will take on the task of finding a solution, like asphalting part of that trail, maybe putting a swale in to divert all the water runoff that comes off the parking lot, because it's greatly, greatly used by lots of people in the community.
Where is the trail, Sue? Is it on this side of the fence or on the other side?
In Wrightwood, Chuck.
I know it's in Wrightwood. In front of the community center.
Right. It's in front of the fence that is
on
out
the
there.
It's so
up
it's
to the highway.
It's between the highway
and
2
the fence.
Right.
And the fence.
And the fence. Right. And so technically it runs from the school all the way down east to up Sheep Creek.
Right.
And which portion are you?
That's right.
Is
40 to 50 feet. I went out and walked it. It's
no, like over here off of Pine on Par. Yeah, which I'm sorry.
The area that is right out in front is it down slopes where to the sign. You know that slope.
By
it
the electronic
side.
Oh, over
yeah.
here. Okay.
Over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I know where you're talking
for some reason
about.
I was thinking of it.
It's right
got
next
it
to the light up
the
sign there, and
mm-hmm.
the trail kind of slopes down a little bit, and there's
right.
a lot of runoff that comes through, and it's uneven, very uneven.
It's very uneven. Right now, it looks really good, to be honest. So if you want to see what it looks like really good, go out and look at it.
Yeah.
But we've got winter coming, and another prediction of a big winter. So whether we get rain or snow, the same thing is going to happen again. So I know that there is a resurfacing project that was approved by the Board of Supervisors. Is that something we can access some of the funds for, or is that already set?
It's already set. They're actually, today, we're out marking the streets. It's a done, that's a done deal. But that's something definitely I can look into and
okay.
see if there's any funds out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll
that's
get some bids for sure and at least see what the cost would be.
Because it's just a project and it's a safety issue. Really.
Exactly. Right, right.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. All righty. Do we have any other public comment? Yes.
Christina Berenger, representative of Snow and Light Joint Unified School District, Area 1, just calling to stopping in to wish you a happy new year. For educators, we're welcoming all of our students back. We open our doors on August 10th, and we're very, very excited. We've been working diligently to install new fencing, as you've seen, at all of our campuses, and installing raptor systems for the single point of entry on each campus, and getting the schools all gussied up and ready to provide professional development for all of our educators, and looking forward to a fun year of learning.
What was the date of the school starting?
August 10th.
August
10th.
10th.
What is a raptor system? Is it
a
security?
It's a security system
okay.
to access the campus.
Great. And then the fencing, are they going to do fencing around the entire perimeter this year? Or
That remains to be seen. The goal, we have $1 million budget for
mm-hmm.
this school year, so we're looking to see how far that takes us.
Okay.
And then whatever doesn't get completed this year will be continued on to next year.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Please state your full name.
Stephanie Poirier. The last name is Poirier. All right. I've been a resident for 5 years. I love this place. My thing that I wanted to bring up was social media. I don't know who, because I know everyone's volunteer who does a lot of social media posts, but I think if we get someone to volunteer, and yes, I'm volunteering, to do more regularly scheduled things like reminders of this meeting so that more people are here. Reminders, because I know you guys just put out like the dance classes that are coming up and stuff, but people forget things very quickly. So things need to be done on a more consistent basis, like a weekly basis. So if you have someone now that does the social media, even if they want some tips, because I used to do social media for my organization and also for plastic surgeons, which is real stressful. So I have some real simple things that can be done to make that, because you can schedule posts. And that will just make everything so easy if someone just sits down maybe one night and is like, all right, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. If you guys want, I can totally come and volunteer to do it like in the office with someone if you want one day. But I think it'd be really good to get more posts out for the Wrightwood CSD. Because I remember today it was the meeting because I put it in my calendar, but I know everybody isn't doing that. And I haven't been for 5 years because I haven't been to maybe like 2 or 3 of these. And there's a lot of new people that are moving into town, and like I just want everyone to get involved. So that's all I wanted to bring up.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. Are there any other public comments?
Stephanie, how did you spell your last name?
Oh, P as in Paul, O-I-R-I-E-R. It's my Scottish husband's last name. French last name.
I was going to say French.
It was my guess.
Stan Sowers from CERT. We're going to have a firefighter rehab this Saturday at Mountain High East in the parking lot. And we're inviting the whole community to come and observe. If you are a CERT member, come and help. But we're going to set up and show our members how to service the firemen as they come off of a fire line. So that's the 5th of this month. Starts at 10 o'clock. Everyone is welcome.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you.
What time does it end?
Probably going to be about 2 hours. By noon.
Thank you. All right. Are there any other public comments? Great. Thank you for all the comments tonight. It was nice to see you. We had a lot tonight, so it was great. Moving on to I did want to announce Sadie Albers is here for the record. And moving on to item number 5, agency reports. Let's see, we have Supervisor Cook's office, Sir C.J. Porter.
C.J. Porter here with Supervisor Cook's office. So there's a public comment earlier about the drainage. I'm not sure exactly where it's located, but if that's county, let us know.
Okay. It's right in the
public
corner.
Works. I
okay.
It's in Caltrans territory as well, because it's up against Highway 2, it sounds like. So just let us know. We can help you on
okay.
that.
How does that work when you have the county and Caltrans basically in the same area?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure there's MOUs in place for things like that. But if that's what the issue is, we'll find out.
That light-up sign.
And then I'm sure all of you have been following the Park Drive project closely. But the Board of Supervisors did award that contract, that construction contract, to American Asphalt out of Corona last week. So construction is planned to start around the end of August and should finish up by the beginning of October. So if anyone has any questions about what that covers, it's pavement rehabilitation, new curb ramps to bring it up to ADA compliance, constructing sidewalks, curb and gutters at various locations. If you'd like more details, feel free to let me know, and I can get those for you from Public Works.
You didn't mean that.
Also, I'll be reaching out this week to kind of help try to coordinate when we want to do the winter traffic meeting. It's only the beginning of August.
I know, but it'll
August
be here
now.
Like that.
But I'm yeah. planning for sometime in October again. Okay. But we'll reach out this week and see if we can hammer down that date and time.
Okay.
But that's all I have. Just any questions?
Yeah, the only question I had, if I think it's Sadie confirmed that she thinks it's Caltrans over there with the Village Trail. So is there any partnership with the county that we could do?
I'm sure we have relationships with Caltrans, obviously, and if we have any issues, I have relationships with their PIO team that we can reach out.
Okay.
If that's what it turns then, you know, let us know. We can put you in contact with the PIO team as well.
Okay.
And kind of try to work with them on addressing some of
those issues. I'll be in touch tomorrow.
Great. Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And are there any other agencies? I know we had Snowline, but we had that during public comments. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. All right, then we'll move on to item number 6, consent calendar. Does anyone look those over, and are there any questions or changes? They looked good to me. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Item number 7, General Manager's Report. Tammy.
Well, it's hard to believe that I've been general manager for a year now, and although there have been some crazy busy time, no, year today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the diversity of the job and learning something new every day. Both San Bernardino and LA County tax assessments have been submitted. I'm excited to announce that we'll be offering a few dance classes to our Parks and Recs program. On Saturday, July 29th, we held a meet and greet for our creative movement dance class for ages 2 to 5, and it was a great turnout, and it was so cute to see the littles. The classes will begin Saturday, September 30th, and end on November 18th with a recital at the end.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
What time is it at?
I'll find out. Okay. I'll let you know. I'll get you more information. Let's see. Sign-ups will start on Monday, July 31st. The classes will be Saturdays from 10 to 11, and the cost is $65 per child. Ballet will also be offered for 5 to 12-year-olds, held on the same days, but from 11 to noon. If you missed out on swing dance, there will be another series of classes offered beginning September 17th and ending on October 22nd, and that's for ages 13 and up. We'll be offering it beginner and intermediate classes, and the cost is $60 per person. Fall ball opening day will be August 13th, with playoffs being held on October 15th. A mandatory team captains meeting will be held on August 9th at 6 p.m. here at the community building. There are 11 teams registered this season. On July 27th, a group of us went to Crestline to visit the senior center and get information and ideas on what is entailed on running a senior center. A lot.
Yes.
A lot. We walked away with a lot of information that we hope to utilize in the future. Beginning Wednesday, August 9th, and every other Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be a senior social club here in the community building, offering the seniors an opportunity to get out and socialize. There'll be a different activity each day with snacks and refreshments being served. Please help and spread the word on that. And also, this isn't on here, I did go to Lahontan Water Board on Friday afternoon just to discuss possibly getting a feasibility grant, you know, for our downtown water issues. So we'll be working on that. On July 12th, Hollis Stewart Park was vandalized by a group of local kids. They carved something on the wooden sign and broke one of the toppers off the piece of equipment. The father of one of the children that caused the damage contacted me to let me know that his son will be paying for the damage, which he already has, which the piece is back there and will be put on tomorrow. There were other kids involved, and when they found out that the one child had to pay for the damage, they all pitched in and paid that child back. So I want to take this moment to thank the father for making his child take responsibility for his actions. I hope this was a lesson learned by all involved. And I'm also in the bid of getting, I don't need to do the ADA ramp. Someone fell in the parking lot over by the bank. There's, I guess it's like a sinkhole. I'm not sure what it is. So I'm in the process of getting bids on that. I was hoping to have them tonight, but I don't. So, but we do need to, I think, start thinking about getting the patches in the asphalt fixed before someone really gets hurt. So I'm hoping by the next meeting, if not sooner, that I will have some bids on that.
And the bids are just on the patchwork?
Just the I am getting a full parking lot just for the heck of it,
mm-hmm.
just out of curiosity, but there's two spots that need fixing, the one in front of the bank, and then if you leave the community building and you walk where I park,
mm-hmm.
there's another one right there, and I'm sure most of you have hit that one also because it's right out the front door. It's not huge, but it's getting to where it needs to.
And can you remind me, do the bank and this building right here share in responsibility of maintenance of the parking lot, or is it just the CSD?
I'm getting mixed answers, so I need to look into that. I was told the parking lot itself is ours, but I know the bank pays for those spaces when it comes to snow plowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really clear on, but we have the deed for the whole parking lot.
We might want to just talk to them both and see, you know, what type of responsibility they share in it, and if it was something that they might be able to help with if we ended up having to redo the whole thing. Just an idea.
No, that's a great idea. Yeah. I was going to take the bid over there and see what I could do.
Okay.
Is there anything that the CSD is getting out of the dance classes, or are we just putting it on?
No, we're making a small profit right now. We're hoping that it'll get bigger. I didn't think to bring those numbers, honestly.
Is it the percentages, like the instructor's getting a certain percent, the CSD's getting a different percent?
We're paying the instructor hourly.
Uh-huh.
They are supplying own insurance.
Uh-huh.
So we did get that worked out. And we're
paying to get them CPR certified.
Yeah, we did pay to get them CPR certified. That's right. So that will come out of this first, you know, round of
dance. The instructors?
Yes.
More budget?
It's coming out of the dance money. It's incorporated into the fee.
It's like a softball umpire, like we charge a certain amount and then pay out of that for registration. We charge a registration fee for the dancers,
yes.
Correct?
It's yes, and that's included.
$55 per kid for the dance class.
Okay.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of interest.
I would love to get on the agenda for next month the village trail and look at the options that we might have to either do that as far as capital improvement or grant or deal with the county or deal with Caltrans. But it's something that's going to come back to bite us because unfortunately, I don't believe we have the paperwork which shows when Caltrans transferred that over to us. John Ledoux was doing that, I don't know how many years ago. But I haven't heard that we found any of that documentation which says what we're responsible for, what we own, what we lease. All of those type of things would be nice to know. And since we are cash flush, from what I'm hearing, then I think that would be a nice little safety thing to get done and out of the way. Now, whether Cal or the county or somebody can pay for that, great. But if we got to throw it into our, you know, capital improvements, if we're responsible for that, then great. You know, I know the property owners technically, and if you remember this, Natalie, we did not agree to take over the village trail. That went to the property owners.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, you know, for all practical purposes, it's real, if not on our property, it's real close to our property at that point. And personally, I think it's Caltrans, but we all know how they work with.
They're pretty good. Caltrans will have the paperwork to you, Tammy.
Okay.
They're good about all that stuff.
Okay.
So maybe, Tammy, if we're going to have this on the agenda for next month, maybe you could reach out and see what you can find out from Caltrans and also maybe the property owners and see, just kind of revisit where we were at with that. So, you know, we can find out how we can help on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments about the general manager report?
I have an audience.
Oh, we have an audience question? Yeah. Hi.
May I make a comment to what Chuck said?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
So my husband Ron and I have been part of the Village Trail since its inception. And when the MAC dissolved, I was told by whoever was District 11 in charge of Caltrans, as I called, that those papers were left with the MAC.
Left with the MAC?
The MAC was who was here before
okay.
the CSD.
Okay.
So
I'll just
Ron and I have all of John's notebooks that he took very copious notes about the whole development of the trail and all kinds of lovely letters and everything. But there is nothing in there other than what we recall being told that we were responsible for the management and the maintaining of the trail.
Okay.
Thank you. So maybe that's something we could find with Caltrans. If it's been missing
right.
from Wrightwood, then we can see if Caltrans has an archive of that.
I could even call John. I know John.
Do you happen to know what year that might have been?
2012.
Okay. 11. Thank you.
It was
11.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if you wouldn't mind doing some investigation on that, and then we can put it on the agenda for next month, that'd be great. Okay. Are there any other questions or comments about the general manager's report? Okay. Thank you for all you did this month. Oh, Stephanie.
Sorry.
I'm taking notes. I promise I'm getting to it. For all the dance classes and stuff, where is there a general calendar for all of these events?
Our website.
Just the website. Okay.
For now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's all.
All right. Thank you for all that you've done this month. We appreciate it. All right. Moving on to item number 8, updated community building rental agreement discussion and possible action. So it looks like you brought back this agreement with that incorporated some of the suggestions that we had last month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I had them highlighted, all the changes, so I apologize if I don't know how this one got in here.
Okay.
But anyway, we went from resident, non-resident, to weekday, weekend, the two columns on the front page.
Uh-huh.
We did increase the weekday rental rate of 10%, which would bring it up to $16.50. Along with the weekend rate went up. The only question is, we had the Vivian Knoll. We didn't really have a separate rate. It was the same. So we didn't want to assume that you to raise it up with the others or keep it the same, if that makes sense. $16.50 on the weekends and during the week. For some reason on the old one, they stayed the same, or did they?
I'd like to raise it.
Yeah.
So we just didn't want to.
What are you thinking? Like, do this one 22, where mm-hmm. the question marks are?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Just do the same all
yeah.
the way.
Yeah,
all
I think
down.
So. I mean, if it's the same rate during the weekday,
yeah.
then I think it's fine to keep it
yeah.
the same on
okay.
the weekend.
And then
that's just my thoughts. And what other changes did it
on? Is it page 3? Let's see. I mixed up.
It was some language,
it was the,
right?
Yes.
About the setup and
the
breakdown.
The cancellation and reschedule policy, which is page...
It was the time reserve.
Yeah, the time...
Oh, sorry. I put a star next to the wrong one. Sorry. The next one up. Time reserve. Here. Let me find
the
old one.
Double the hourly, right? Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. The old one stated the hours shown on the application will cover the entire time required for the renter to set up, decorate, conduct the activity, and clean up the facility after use. The facility must be vacated promptly at the conclusion of the time specified on the agreement. Occupancy beyond the time specified will result in overtime charges at one and one half time of the staff hourly rate plus the hourly rental rate of the facility. That was the old one. So the new one we changed to, per the board's recommendation, the hours shown on the application will cover the entire time required for the renter to set up, decorate, conduct the activity, and clean up the facility after use. The facility must be vacated promptly at the conclusion of the time specified in the agreement. Occupancy beyond the time specified will result in overtime charges at double the hourly rate of the facility.
Okay. So this is basically saying if they rent it from 2 to 10, they have to conduct their setup, breakdown, and all the activity between 2 and 10.
Correct.
And if they stay after 15 minutes, then they're going to be charged
double.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
When does this become an effect?
That was another thing we were going to at least give 60-day notice. We didn't want to just start and, you know, but we wanted to ask the board what they felt was fair notice. Do you want to wait till January 1st? Do you want, it is a new fiscal year for us, but I don't want to throw it at the people, you know, and start it, you know, I wanted.
Do we have any,
to see what you guys thought.
Are we in that. Contract with anyone right now or like specifically, or are they all like the reoccurring rentals?
They're pretty much recurring.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it's fair to give maybe like 30 to 60 days notice, maybe 60 days. Just to get that, give them a chance
yeah.
to, you know, redo, you know, their numbers and what they need to charge and things like that. I think
about
that's
the
fair.
Variances, when do those become due for renewal?
When they renew their every
they
beginning of the year,
the
we make everyone renew their recurrings at the beginning of every year.
January. Or
yes,
January.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open to. You know, what you guys think also, I just thought that's my suggestion, is maybe 30 to 60 days to allow them to get
I definitely think we need to let the people know
yes.
yeah.
that prices are going up. That's a given. That should be, you know, told to the different people that rent the building and those type of things. I'm not sure how it works. Like, we just gave one a couple months ago, I think. Maybe even longer to Michelle for using the kitchen to store stuff, you know, on her setup, so she wasn't getting charged for that setup time period. And I don't know how this, if we pass this, how that would affect like her variance. And I don't know all the variances. I don't know the specifics of who gets what and who doesn't. But I do remember that one that we did pass, because she was still paying the full, at that time, the $15. But we gave her a variance on the kitchen, the storage, something like that. Wasn't it, Tammy?
Just her
yeah.
setup
her setup time
yeah,
to
the
put
setup
things
time,
in.
That type of thing. And I'm just wondering how us passing this would affect her, or would she have to apply for another variance in January, but would still get the variance after this is passed.
Why would this affect her?
I wouldn't think it would change. She would just have to reapply for her variance when everyone else does in January, but I don't see this changing
her
variance.
This doesn't affect
yeah.
anything, no.
It's just increasing the rent.
It's
$1.50.
So she
so the
would be going back,
remain.
Yeah, getting a variance for like $1.50 or something to...
Yeah.
And this includes the farmer's market, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All renters. I remember us talking about something about the kitchen and having full use and all that. Is that, that's not a change that we incorporated at all, right? Like renting the building for a special event, allowing like the kitchen to be used.
No, we just left that the same for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions?
I don't. I'm good with it as is. I think it would be nice if we put together just a formal letter and just let everybody know that that's what we're doing, maybe. And if we have addresses for the renters, just, I mean, do you want to do 30 days or 60 days?
I think 60.
So if we do 60, I think we should put a formal letter together and mail it to our renters just to give them formal notice. And
if they have not filled out the new forms... by 60 days, what do we do?
maybe put that as a direction in your letter that they're going to be required to fill out. If they're a reoccurring renter, that they're going to have to come and fill out a new contract because the contract's changed. And just maybe put the instructions in there.
I'd suggest that we give them a date, and if it's 60 days, it's 60 days. But if you haven't come in, signed a new contract, agreed to the terms, the whole bit, then you're canceled. That's what happens. You don't get the building.
Yeah,
you either follow the rules or you don't.
Well, and I would say, just from experience,
we'll reach out more than once.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think we're going to have issues.
I would say when you put it in the letter also that you maybe just highlight what has changed, the rates have changed, and number two, a provision in the contract has changed, and this hour, you know, just to show them, because as most people look at this and go,
you're right,
and they're not going to know that that specific change happened. And I think the purpose for this for us was to let everybody know that we were serious about, you know, sticking to the guidelines with the time frame. So I think we should highlight that within the letter.
Okay.
To make it pretty informative, because, you know, people are renting
and
the building and
the
customers.
And if they don't do it at the end of 60 days, no matter how many times during that 60 days we said, you got to come in. These are the new rates as of this date.
Yeah.
And if you haven't agreed to it or signed in the contract to it at that time, then you lose the ability to be in this building. Now, they can do it later, but, you know, so if they still want to rent it under these conditions or, you know, costs, then great. But, you know, if you leave it open-ended, there's people here that wait. How many days, Tammy? In the year and a half that you've been dealing with this stuff, you got people that 60, 70, 80 days later still haven't paid. I mean, if we're going to do it, then do it.
Yeah, I think we can put just a hard date on there because I think I did quick math, but I think 60 days would be October 1st. So we could be like, please visit our office by October 1st to execute our new contract for the building rental.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be 90 days, so maybe we do...
Oh, 90?
No,
so
60.
So you're saying get it to them within 30 days and then they have an additional 30 to come in and sign?
Oh, no. I mean, I think we just get it to them as soon as possible. Like, give them the notice if the ladies can work on it and then get it out to them as soon as possible and then just ask them to
get back to us.
Tell them that they have until October 1st to...
Date.
But it'll become effective October 1st.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what
you
I mean. Effective date.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So
effective
exactly.
Date. Rates will change October 1st.
But if you
rates
haven't signed it, no matter what time, your last day you can do that is October 1st.
Got it, Chuck.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're all on the same page on this. Is there any other thoughts? Yes. Hi.
In the release of hold harmless agreement, about halfway down, there's a quote of a citation for California Civil Code Section 1542. The language of that provision has changed by statute. So if staff gives me that document, then I can make that change into the agreement.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem.
All right.
What are we changing? The parking lot and Vivian Knoll weekend
22
for both of them?
Yeah. And so just for the public, that was a 10% increase, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we have not increased the rates at all since the CSD came?
One time.
One
I don't
time?
Remember when, but
well,
it
I
was
think,
13.50.
Yeah, but
then it went to 15. So now we're going for 16.50.
Yes. But those were the rates that we adopted when we became a CSD, I believe, unless
okay.
I'm remembering that incorrectly. But,
no.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, no worries.
We tried to raise them once before.
That's, yeah.
If you remember, we had the torches and pitchforks show up and every seat was filled. And for a strange reason, we backed out. Dollar increase. God. It's going to kill all these organizations.
I did say that
they're
just because
going out of business.
Reminding everyone that we're trying really hard to keep these rates reasonable so that we can keep all of our organizations here renting the buildings. And yes, that's why I brought that up. So are there any other questions or comments?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so the direction here is to fill in the $22 on these two. And then we accept the new language, and then please just change that to update with the...
Yep.
And then from there, I guess, do we have a motion to approve this updated community building rental agreement?
So moved.
I second.
All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. All right, now we're moving on to item number 9. We're going to recess to closed session for public employee performance evaluation titled General Manager. So I'll have to ask if the public would please exit. We will have our closed session, and then once it's over, we'll open the doors and announce if you'd like to stay for the rest. Thank you.
Can you reach that? I could go around. You got it?
Yep.
Thanks.
Yes.